to her. Then she had begun getting an education, here amongst her faithful subjects. We reached Lake Tanji, which I love. The lake is a vast sprawl of icy indigo beauty. When I was a lot younger, we fought our deadliest encounter with the things that had given the Shadow Masters their names here. More than a decade later, you could still see places where rock had melted. If you went exploring some of the narrow gulches scarring the hillsides, you could find clutches of human bones that had come back to the surface with time.
"This is a place of dark memory," Doge remarked.
He had been here for that battle, too, and so had Goda, who had stopped complaining long enough to deal with her memories also. She really did have a lot of pain these days. The white crow streaked overhead. It dropped down the slope ahead, vanished into the ragged foliage of a tall mountain pine. We saw that bird almost every day now. There was no doubt it was following us. Swan swore that it had tried to strike up a conversation with him once when he was out in the brush, relieving himself. When I asked what it wanted, he said,
"Hey, I got the hell out of there, Sleepy. I've got problems enough. I don't need to get known as a guy who gossips with birds, too."
It might have had something interesting to say.
Without a doubt. And if it really wants to tell somebody something badly enough, it'll come talk to you.
Right now, Swan looked down the slope and said,
"It's hiding from something."
But not from us. I looked back up the slope. The ground appeared untouched up there. There was no sign of other travelers. Below me, downhill, the meandering track appeared occasionally upon the slope and along the shore, both of which were deserted. This was no longer a popular route. "I could retire beside that lake," I told Swan.
"Must not be the best place, or somebody would have beaten you to it."
He had a point. This country was far emptier now than it had been 20 years ago. Then there had been villages around the lake.
"There you go,"
Swan said, looking back.
"What?"
I looked. It took a moment.
"Oh, the bird?" "Not just a bird, a crow. The regular kind of crow."
"Your eyes are better than mine. Ignore it. If we don't pay it any special attention, it shouldn't have any reason to concentrate on us." My heartbeat was rising, though. Maybe it was just a feral crow and had nothing to do with Soulcatcher. Crows are not fastidious about their dining. Or maybe the Protector had, at last, begun looking for us outside of Taglios. White crow in hiding, black crow in the air, searching. What did it mean? Not much we could do about it, whatever. Though Uncle Doge had a calculating eye whenever he looked up at the black crow. It lost interest after a while. It went away. I told the others, "That shouldn't be a problem. Crows are smart for birds. But one by itself can't remember a lot of instructions or carry much information back. If it is one of hers." We had to assume that it was. Crows were much less common than they used to be. Those remaining always seemed to be under Soulcatcher's control. Her control was probably why they were dying out. If this one was a scout for the Protector, it would be days yet before it could report.